One of the great engineering wonders of the world is undoubtedly Hoover Dam in the United States of America. A number of years ago, I went on a trip to America with my father. He had just retired from his business, and it was a real blessing just to be able to spend those times with him at that particular time. We got to see many wonderful things, Alcatraz, the Golden Gate Bridge, and one of the highlights of the trip was the visit that we had one day to Hoover Dam. The Colorado River runs through many states in America, and Hoover Dam, or Boulder Dam as it's called, is one of the great engineering feats. And the Colorado River runs into Hoover Dam, and there are millions and millions of liters of water behind that great dam wall. Now, on the back of this little flyer, dated the 2nd of October, year 2000, some of the details are given. The height of the dam wall, 726.2 feet. The crest length, that's the length right around the top of the dam wall, 1,244 feet. The crest width, 45 feet. The base width, 660 feet. And the volume of concrete, listen to this, 3.25 million cubic yards of concrete, or 2.6 million cubic meters. And behind that dam wall, literally tens of thousands of gallons of water held behind the dam wall. There's a power plant as well at the location. But as we were there and you look down into the desert land on the other side of it, it's dry, it's barren, it's arid. And I used to think, I wonder what it would be like if suddenly that dam wall was to crack and to break, and all of that energy and all of that water was suddenly to go cascading into the valley, flooding the valley within just a matter of minutes. And you know, I often think that unbelief in the hearts of God's people and sin in the lives of God's people is like a dam wall. There's power in heaven, power that could be let loose. But sometimes in our hearts, we build up walls of pride and walls of unbelief and walls of prejudice and walls of apathy and walls of carnality. And yet there's a thirsty world and there's a thirsty land that desperately needs the Spirit of God to move. And we just often make it our prayer, oh, for the floods on a thirsty land. Oh, for a mighty revival. Oh, for a sanctified, fearless band ready to heal its arrival. And perhaps even in your life as well, if you're honest, there have been walls that have been built up that hold back and hinder the blessing of God. The Church of Jesus Christ is supposed to be a channel for blessing. But so often we harbor bitterness within our hearts, and there are so many things in our lives that can block the blessing of God and block the pipe, if you like, and hold back so much blessing. In the scriptures, as the Savior went to his hometown of Nazareth, the Bible says he did not many mighty works there because of unbelief. In the prophecy of Isaiah, God declares that his arm is not shortened, neither is his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But he declares, your iniquities have separated between you and your God. In the Minor Prophets, God says, when I would have healed Israel, then the iniquity of Ephraim was discovered. And there can be no doubt at all, whenever we come to the Word of God and we read about blessing withheld or victory withheld, it might even be the case of Achan, sin in the camp, and Joshua couldn't defeat the Midianites until that sin was dealt with. So it can be in our lives and in the lives of the church. There's a need for revival. The land is barren and dry and thirsty, and yet there's so much power reserved in heaven. And if that power was to be let loose, what a change could be wrought in our day and generation. Maybe we need to break up the fallow ground. Maybe we need to get broken before God. And maybe we need to roll away the stones of offense and take away every hindrance in our lives. You cannot be channels of blessing if you constantly trifle with sin. Your barriers be and a hindrance to those we are trying to win. Just a few simple thoughts, folks. Take them to heart, and let's pray that the Lord will reveal those things in our lives that hold back the blessing and the power of God. Thank you for listening, and we'll hopefully see you again very soon. Thanks, folks. Bye bye.